I'm Walt Lindelof with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Jen Hill. She's one of the organizers of the Women's March Marquette. It's coming up this Sunday, and we got all of the information and details from Jen Hill.
We're going to gather at Marquette Commons starting at 1 o'clock, and then we're going to march starting at 2 with a police escort down Main Street over to Front, then up to Washington and over to the post office steps at the Federal Courthouse building, where we're going to rally and have 5 speakers and 2 musicians groups, and then the building at the Commons will be open till 4.
And what day is this that you're doing this?
This is Sunday, Sunday's 1 o'clock to about 4 o'clock.
And what's the goal here? What's it all about?
Our theme this year is power to the polls. And we have a midterm election coming up, and which means it's that election between the presidential elections where we're going to be choosing our entire state leadership, and lots of elections, ballot initiatives coming up in both the August primary and the November election. And we want to make sure that people are energized and ready for those big decisions to come.
What are some of the messages that you're sending? Obviously, it's time to organize and get out there and vote, but sending a few other thoughts along the way as well.
Right. Well, we want to make sure that folks have a chance to learn about their politicians. I think there's this sense that they're far away. You know, certainly Lansing and Washington, D.C. are far away. There's going to be events all up coming up to the election time where you're going to have a chance to actually meet people. There's nothing like actually being in the room, shaking their hand, getting to actually know these folks. And those opportunities are going to be, and we're going to be spreading the word for those meetings, formal, informal, all the upcoming months.
Now, it's called Women's March Marquette, but it's tied into things around the state, at least in Lansing and nationally as well.
Right. There's going to be a big gathering at the state capitol on Sunday as well, and the big national march this year is in Las Vegas.
And it's called Women's March, but you're saying, you know, hey, doors are open.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
get everybody.
Yeah, it was last year. It was so much fun. I was driving up. I was getting there early, and I watched a grandparent walk with their holding the hand of their grandchild, holding a sign up Third Street Hill. It was such a powerful event last year. We have men and women speaking this year. Absolutely, this is a family friendly event. Mm-hmm. This is about communities coming together.
And really, you want to leave them with the message that if there are issues that you want to address, issues you want to tackle, now is the time to get together and then remember that going into the upcoming elections.
Yeah, there have been groups meeting monthly ever since the last election to take action across the Upper Peninsula. Folks have gotten together in Iron County and are working on creating a space for folks with opioid addiction. I mean, the really big problems, but we've also had fun. On Monday night, we had a dessert potluck at the Peter White Public Library. Sorry, I missed you there, but I did mean that I got more cookies.
Well, so there you go. That's all right. Now, there's obviously, you know, you're talking about some of the political issues, but when you're talking about things like opioid addiction and things like that, you're also wanting to tackle some social issues, aren't you?
Right. This is, you know, here in Marquette, this is a chance for the Upper Peninsula. You know, we have to pull together up here, and our speakers are going to be from across the UP, not just from Marquette. Mm-hmm. This is about us coming together and, you know, knowing that we need to work together and on the issues that are facing us. And I also do want to say these rallies are fun. It's a lot of fun, and the wit and creativity that people bring to the signs. We're going to have signs from last year, so if you don't have a sign, come on down and we'll give you one.
Or you can make one and you can show up.
Yep.
What's the schedule again for folks that may be just tuning in?
Yep. Doors open to the Commons at 1. The march will begin at 2 with a police escort. And then we'll be rallying at the post office steps right around 2:30.
That's the comments of Jen Hill, one of the organizers of the Women's March Marquette, coming up this Sunday in downtown Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelof.